This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, in my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming online. Now, let's not forget, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thank you for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Well, joining us right now, we have Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Mr. Kyle. Hello, Kyle. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain.
There you are. You hear me now?
Good morning, Captain.
All right, I got you there, Kyle. Okay, now let's see the Pledge of Allegiance. So here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Now, the thing about it, folks, is we underline and emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start out tonight with an interesting dilemma now coming out of Syria. When Iran was there and Soleimani was in the mix, one of the things they were trying to do was to get Bashar al-Assad out of office, and they were talking about replacing Bashar al-Assad with General Soleimani running the state of Syria, the country of Syria. Now, Russia has come back into the mix because apparently the reports that we are getting is that Bashar al-Assad, now that Soleimani is gone, reached back out to Vladimir Putin and said, hey, man, I need a little bit of help here because Iran was trying to push me out, and I would appreciate your help, and I'll give you carte blanche to come back into Syria and do what needs to be done. So what do you know about this situation?
Well, it is a very interesting development coming out of the events that we've been witnessing over the last few days, Captain. In fact, there are a lot of Syrians. They were of the mind that Soleimani should have been taken out literally years ago. But I think that, as you mentioned, Bashar al-Assad reached out to Putin and Putin's Russia, trying to shore up his own power, of course. But, of course, Russia may want to deal with Assad more than perhaps what would have been Soleimani, and perhaps now somebody else that the Iranian regime would like to install. And that's because Russia, of course, wants to be able to get to their warm water port that they have there in Syria.
Now, I'm talking, folks, to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and, of course, we are talking right away about the Iranian situation, which is very fluid right now. We just sent six B-52 bombers into the region, along With that, there are some F-22 Raptors that went into the region, and we understand some F-35s have also gone into the region, which gives us our stealth capability over there. And we understand that Britain has at least one nuclear sub there with 20 missiles aboard. And, Kyle, the Allies are starting to line up, and it looks like as if they're getting prepared for just about anything.
Well, that's right, Captain. What we understand at this hour is that this is intended to show the Iranians and perhaps anybody else who's going to be trying to support them that the United States is capable of carrying out large-scale missions, and that is to say hitting multiple targets, not just in Iran, but perhaps in other places as well where you have proxies and where you also have the very real possibility that Americans can be, or our allies can be, targeted by these different groups. And so, yes, I think it's a real show of force. And, of course, one of the best things about real shows of forces, a force like this, Captain, is that perhaps you're hoping that you never have to use it by showing the enemy exactly what you're capable of.
Well, we are, in fact, the United States is pulling out all non-essential people. The oil companies that are there in Iraq are removing their American workers and taking them and moving them out of the area. There's a lot of precautions being done because there's a lot of threats that have been made against American interests and against American military, and this will probably be carried out pretty much by the proxies, don't you think?
Yes, yes, exactly right.
Now, with that being said, we'll just have to wait and see what happens because as the Mideast flares up, we don't know what's going to happen, where it's going to happen. Joe Lieberman, who's very knowledgeable senator for a long time out of Connecticut, former VP candidate with the Democratic Party, he is saying the partisan reaction to the Soleimani killing is just not natural on the part of the Democrats.
Well, exactly right, because what one would think, Captain, and this is where former Senator Joe Lieberman really hit it on the head, the idea is that the partisanship that we're experiencing right now, he says, quote, has really disabled our government, unquote. And, Captain, when you have groups in our government or in the political realm saying things that actually now give ammunition to the Iranian mullahs to try to talk about how Americans are not unified or they're against Trump or they're mad at Trump for this, that, or the other thing, it simply bolsters their own position.
Okay, hold that thought, Kyle, because we're going to take a break. We're coming right back. And a big shout-out to my buddy Joe up there in Boston, Massachusetts. Hey, Joe, how you doing? All right, we'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
You betcha, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch, and this portion of the program brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that own and operate Relief Factor. Now, you know, I want you to do me a favor. Do you know somebody that's in pain that talks about and complains about the pain they've got all the time, and you wonder what you can do to help them? Well, here's what you can do. You can tell them about Relief Factor, or you can order Relief Factor for them just by going to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, and in the process, order the 1995 3-week quick start for them. Now, what you do is you start out taking 3 pills a day, and or packets a day. Sorry, there's 4 pills in the 4 capsules in the packet. You start out taking 3 packets a day. I'll get it right in a minute. For a week, and then for 2 weeks, you take 2 a day. You get it in your system to begin with, and then while it's in there, it will work to help you relieve the pain. Now, my problem is arthritis, and a lot of people have arthritis. Other people have other problems, but back pain, neck pain, hip pain, knee pain, foot pain, ankle pain, whatever kind of pain you got, just general pain altogether, I'm telling you, this stuff works. And I proved it. When I was with a friend of mine at the Tampa Trump Club, and he was having some discomfort, he had smacked his head, and he'd taken, I guess, some Aleve or something like that, and it wasn't working. I said, well, you know, I don't want to tell you what to do, but let me give you a couple packets of this stuff. Take one right now and see what happens, and if you need to take the other one, here this is. You know something? He took the packet, and his headache was gone. And we're talking a headache. We're not talking neck, back, or anything like that. So I just stood there, and I was in awe. But anyway, do your friends a favor. Do yourself a favor if you're in pain. Check out relieffactor.com/captain. The website is relieffactor.com/captain. And remember, it's $19.95 for the normally $64.95 product. Right there, the three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, well, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And Kyle and I were talking about, of course, the situation over in Iran with Iraq and Syria and the fact that Russia has emerged as a big player again. But now I want to talk about this impeachment stuff. And Kyle, Nancy Pelosi still is sitting on the documentation, and what do you suppose her end game is with that, Kyle?
Well, I think ultimately she knows that there is not going to be a removal of President Trump from office as a result of impeachment. So I think that, number one, she did that in order to appease certain elements in the Democrat Party who are now, I guess, Democrat socialists, you might call them. But I think her end game ultimately is to try to hurt Donald Trump as much as possible for the upcoming election. But I don't think it's going to be successful since it seems to be operating in the opposite direction of what she's trying to do.
Well, Lindsey Graham has come out again, as only Lindsey Graham can, and he said that Nancy Pelosi is trying to extort the Senate trial to her liking, and it's not going to happen because we operate by our rules in the Senate, not hers.
Yeah, well, you see, just like we have a separation of powers in our government, between the president, between the legislature, and between the judicial aspect of our government, the House and the Senate are separate entities, essentially. But Nancy Pelosi doesn't get to come up with some kind of mandate for the Senate. They've done their work now in the House. It is completed. The Senate can take it up and do with it what it will, but Nancy Pelosi can't sort of hide behind this thing of, we want to have a fair trial, this kind of stuff. And, you know, it's just all political grandstanding.
Now, the other thing that's going on here is we obviously have the situation where we've got Ayok and Tlaib and Omar, and Ayok is saying, and actually it was Omar that came out and said, well, she's going to propose legislation of her own for the War Powers Act that Donald Trump can't use the military anywhere without coming to the Congress first. She's going to propose that legislation. Really?
Well, again, it's in the Constitution. These are the powers that the president has. The president can take the action he deems necessary in order to protect the American people or to take out these terrorist targets. And again, this is just another thing that Pelosi and company are trying to do in order to dilute the notion that we have a very strong presidency, regardless of who's occupying the office of president. We have a very strong presidency, but because it's Donald Trump, they're willing to literally eviscerate all aspects of it, it seems.
Well, when the United States is attacked or our interests are attacked and our citizens are killed or wounded or maimed or whatever, and our property is destroyed to the tune of millions of dollars, like our U.S. embassy in Baghdad, the president has the right to be able to use the War Powers Act. I believe he has 60 days is the maximum he can have combat situations going on, and then he has to notify them that they're pulling out within 30 days or something like that. 48 hours, I don't know, several different things in there. I've got it mixed around a little bit, but it's something similar to that. But Nancy Pelosi is trying to force the Republicans' hands right now with the War Powers vote to limit actions on Iran. And I just don't see that happening.
Well, no, and again, yeah, the War Powers Act, I think, is applies completely differently to what President Trump did, and that is to order the taking out of literally a terrorist leader because we had the opportunity to do so. He was a lawful military target. There's no question about that. But again, this is Pelosi and company trying to make a political power maneuver in this entire thing. And literally what it does, it emboldens our enemies because they think, oh good, Nancy Pelosi is going to protect us now. And she's going to protect us primarily because they want to do something against Donald Trump. That's how weird it is.
By the way, special shout out right now to Catwoman and Road Dog, who are on their way back to Lafayette from Laredo. Then they're going to make the turn and go right back down to Laredo, so you guys be safe out there. And also to Richard and Maureen out in Oregon. And to my buddy George, Bikers for 45, and Colonel Jim is in there too. Hello, Amanda. Hello, Sam the Paper Man. Hello, my buddy Yvette. Hello, Bill. And we've also got, let me see here, JW is on the hook at line tonight. And we've got Connie on the line, and we've got one more person chiming in here. Emma is on the line. They're not telling me where they're at, but they're there. So hello to all of you. And by the way, if you want me to give you a shout out or you want to opine, you can go over to the Facebook page for the Captain's America Third Watch and send a message right there along that messenger that's right there, and we get it, and then we mention it back and forth. Now, Kyle, getting back to the situation here, there's a couple of polls out there that are very interesting. First of all, there's a Harris poll that came out yesterday, a Harris X poll. And President Donald Trump's job approval rating hit a record high of 90% yesterday amongst Republicans in the latest The Hill Harris X poll.
Yeah, isn't that interesting, Captain? Because, of course, part of the narrative that we hear is that, you know, Republicans are starting to fragment. You know, Republicans are starting to ask some serious questions about Donald Trump, and they're not happy with his tweets or talking about what he's going to do to Iran, et cetera, et cetera. But this is a very interesting poll, and absolutely goes against that idea.
Those are Democratic, progressive, left, Democratic, socialist talking points. They're trying to get you to buy the lie, don't buy it. That's what that's all about. By the way, folks, I'm talking to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And then the other thing that was interesting was an Axios poll came out, and two of President Donald Trump's adult children, Don Jr. and Ivanka, were amongst the top GOP picks perhaps to run for president in 2024.
Yeah, that's also very interesting, and what I would sort of, my take for away from that would simply be that I think they see President Trump as a person who's doing the job he said he was going to do. He's doing it in the face of all of this opposition from for political reasons only, they may be feeling that Ivanka and Don Jr. might be of similar stock, and so I think that's one of the reasons they might be getting these high marks right now.
Now, folks, we're getting ready to take a break here, but very quickly, Kyle, a New Jersey rally is being planned for the Congressman Van Drew, who came over from Democrat to Republican, and I guess that's going to be the president's reward there in New Jersey, a big rally somewhere in New Jersey.
Oh, absolutely. And Congressman Van Drew, you know, I heard an interview with him earlier, and he was talking about the idea of the blue dog Democrat, and that's, you know, sort of gone away now, but there's no place for people in the Democrat Party who would be conservative, but I would put it this way, Captain, who would disagree at all with the party line that is now being laid down by the likes of AOC.
All righty, hold that thought, Kyle, hold that thought. We'll be right back, folks, for more on Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Classified briefing on Capitol Hill Wednesday. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, Defense Secretary Mark Esper, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the head of the CIA, all expected to brief members of the House and Senate on what top terrorist leader Soleimani was up to. President Trump and Secretary of State Pompeo have said he was in the process of planning attacks on Americans, but specifics have not been released to the public. Meanwhile, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi preparing a war powers resolution to limit the president's military actions regarding Iran. In other news, President Trump's former National Security Advisor John Bolton says he would be willing to testify if there is a Senate impeachment trial. Bolton saying in a statement, "I have concluded that if the Senate issues a subpoena for my testimony, I am prepared to testify." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Geico. Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. Now, Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years, and they are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. And if you have a car, if you have a truck, they can insure that. They can also offer you coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, your snowmobile, your Sea-Doo, and they'll help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too. Now, I've got homeowners as well as car insurance through them, so I get a little bit better rate. And what I love is that safe driver discount every year, like clockwork, every year. And knock on wood, there it is right there, knock on wood. It's going to stay that way because people have hit me, but I don't go around hitting people. Thank you very much. And the thing of it is, folks, it's all you got to do is go to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and you will put in your zip code. You'll find out, who, number one, who your local agent is, or you can do whatever you want to do, get an insurance quote or whatever, right there online through Geico.com. Again, G-E-I-C-O.com. Now, want to remind everybody, Saturday, I'll be with the lovely Susie Q, and we will be up at the Hernando County Fairgrounds from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Saturday, this coming Saturday, the 11th, for the Two Guys Gun Show. And let me tell you something. They've got the most modern up-to-date guns, along with a very large display of antique weapons from the Revolutionary, Civil, World War I, World War II, Korea, Vietnam Wars. And they have a two-day event going on up there at the Hernando County Fairgrounds, January 11th and 12th, 9 to 5 both days. But I will be there with the lovely Susie Q on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. So stop by, say howdy, howdy. We usually like to get set up towards the back so that we can see people walking down the aisle coming at us, so we are down the end of everything, and that's where we prefer to be because we can see what's going on in front of us, and then we can go out and wander around. How's that? So, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and Kyle, something very interesting. The Department of Homeland Security is agreeing to share citizenship data with the United States Census Bureau, which I think has something to do with tracking the illegals coming into this country.
Well, certainly in this day and age, Captain, of everything essentially being recorded and having data, just blocks and blocks of data that you can mine for just about anything that you want, it would seem that you would be able to put together, who obviously how perhaps illegal immigrants are moving around the country or where they are, basically based on this notion.
All right, and hello to Trucker Mark. You didn't tell me where you're at, so I'm just saying hello to you there, Trucker Mark. Hello to Susan. Hello to Joe. Hello to Cliff. Hello to Donna. Donna Fiducia is listening tonight. And hello, Donna. Hope you're doing well. And hello to JT. And also hello to Bill. Now, those are the people that are chiming in right now. And Kyle, the other thing is the president on Monday, the 13th, will be in New Orleans to watch the national championship college football game in the Superdome. And I'm going to make a prediction right now, Kyle. I guarantee you he'll get a bunch of booze there simply because of the neighborhood.
Well, probably true, and that seems to kind of go with the territory sometimes, whoever the president might be, but certainly in this day and age, I wouldn't be surprised. But here's the other thing, though, too. The president should still be able to visit places, go places, because I think there are a lot more people around the country, Captain, who are supporting what he's doing generally rather than have some sort of Trump derangement syndrome problem that they're dealing with.
Well, if you got the ACC and the SEC playing, and they're both Southern schools, and the president's very popular in the South, number one, then it's quite possible that you may hear more cheers than boos, but I guarantee you'll hear some, simply because there'll be some people from New Orleans there, and they don't particularly, it's a Democratic-run city, and they don't particularly care that much for the president now, do they?
Well, no, and again, it's a sad commentary on where we're at in our society, because when I was growing up, Captain, if you had a chance to glimpse a president of the United States, I mean, you'd show some respect, or it might be something that you could tell your family about as years go by.
Well, I have an opportunity to perhaps meet the vice president, and I've met the president before he was a president, but if I meet the president again while he is the president, I will, with my veteran's cap on, respectfully stand there and salute him. I'll do the same thing with the vice president of the United States because, in my opinion, they warrant that salute.
Well, certainly. Absolutely.
Now, let's talk about this Marine Brigadier General who created a big brouhaha yesterday in Iraq because apparently he wrote a draft letter about Marines being repositioned in Iraq, and the letter got leaked by one of his clerks. I'm sure that clerk, if they were a Lance Corporal, they're now a Buck Private. Or if they were a sergeant, they're now a Lance Corporal, because that's the type of stuff when you screw something up like that and you put something out there that created a big brouhaha, not only in Iraq but around the country, because we heard about it yesterday. What say you?
Well, yes, Captain. Defense Secretary Mark Esper had to very, very quickly tamp down any notion that the letter that somehow, again, apparently was a draft, but somehow was released, should not have been released. And also, Captain, if you see the scan of the letter, basically, that's been on the news media, it's not signed by Brigadier General William H. Seeley, the third. But they're also saying it was poorly worded, but it could simply simply be the first part of any kind of contingency plan. There's no harm in coming up with the idea of if we were going to do something, how would we do it? This was certainly jumping the gun, I think Mark Esper was able to put all that back in the box, as it were.
Now, I guess we've been sitting here saving the best towards the end of this of the segments here. Peter Navarro yesterday came out and said two of the biggest and best trade deals ever in American history may come back to back. What's that all about?
Well, first you got the USMCA, and that's likely going to be, going to be done very, very quickly, likely passing the Senate here with a bipartisan vote here very soon, perhaps by the end of this week. And then on top of that, you have phase one of the China trade deal, essentially, and that could be done as early as January the 15th, we understand. Back-to-back trade deals, and of course, the Chinese trade deal is a little more problematic over time, and that's why I think they're just simply going for the phase one of it. But that's going to be the one to watch. But certainly, the USMCA I think is going to be good for the entire hemisphere here.
Now, very quickly here, parts of Australia right now officially are currently registering some of the hottest temperatures on Earth amidst the bushfires. It's horrible what's going on there.
Isn't it, though? I mean, it's literally heartbreaking to see what's happening. We understand that the aftermath of this can go on for a very, very long time. We understand that there's arson involved in this as well, with many people evidently being arrested.
Well, it's 18 or something like that have been involved in the arson. And finally, Ilhan Omar finally got an award that I can totally agree with. She got an award. She was voted the 2019 Anti-Semite of the Year.
Well, I saw that, Captain, and what really struck me is that she won out over Louis Farrakhan. Now, you got to tell me, how hard do you have to work to be a worse anti-Semite than Louis Farrakhan, for crying out loud?
And she is exactly the example of what's wrong with America. Again, you people in Minnesota, I don't know how many times I got to say this, you've got to vote her out of office this time around. You've got to do it. And then once you do that, we'll worry about getting her deported back where she came from so she can go back and be with her people that she wants to be with that are so wonderful. And Kyle, one final thing, what's the weather like out there where you're at?
Well, it was uncharacteristically warmer today, Captain. We were about 11 degrees off the average for this day, and it was almost 80 degrees in Southern California.
All righty. Well, that's a good thing because I can see some smog or something like that conditions out there just north of you in the valley that you're in out there, and some wind looks like over towards Ontario. Is that about right?
Yes, over the last 48 hours or so, we've had some pretty good wind, and it's been dying down, at least here in Orange County, but we had some pretty good gusts last night and tonight.
All right, tell us how to hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow. Thank you very much, Kyle.
Thank you, Captain.
All righty, and Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, we'll talk to him tomorrow, same time, same bat channel, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're coming right back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. And, we're going to be taking a look at the roads out there. There's some snow up there in the northern part of the country, as well as in the northern upper peninsula of Michigan. And then we've got the mountains over there in the middle, mid-south, Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, North Carolina, still snowing there. I'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
That looks it's a non-smoking truck for the next 2 hours and 17 minutes, but for those of you that need a cigarette, there's really this evening. We have two entertainment lounges for you. One's out there on that left wing, the other one right across the hallway on the right wing.
Good afternoon, this is your captain speaking with just a little flight information. We're flying at an altitude of 37,000 feet and our airspeed is 400 miles an hour. Couple little facts here, I'm packing a Colt King Cobra, that's a .357 caliber firearm with a black rubber grip and a 6-inch barrel. Also, the co-pilot is carrying a Kimber custom defense pistol with all the bells and whistles you'd expect from a custom gun of that kind, with an alloy frame and bevel treatment on the entire gun. And our chief flight attendant, Roger, has a Ruger Barracata 22 with a hand-fluted cylinder. All three are capable of piercing body armor at a distance of up to 27 feet, and can put a hole in human bone and flesh the size of the Grand Canyon, which, by the way, is coming up on the left-hand side of the plane, so just sit back and relax and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Pittsburgh are rolling down that eastern seaboard. I got my diesel wound up and he's a-running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead, well, all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills in my open wine. I just passed a Jimmy and a wine. I've been a passing everything inside. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight. It seems love a lot of women, but I'm not a like a some of the guys. I could find one to hold me tight, but I could never make believe it's all right. 6 days on the road, and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
All right, and that's Dave Dudley, 6 days on the road, and he's gonna make it home tonight. All righty, and a whole bunch of you guys, I hope we're gonna be able to get home for the weekend and whatnot. I know a lot of the truckers stay out there for 2 and 3 months at a time, the ones that don't have families, per se, for the most part. And a lot of you stay out there for a month at a time, some of those guys that have families, and you come in, you take a week off or whatnot. But here we go, because a quick moving and intensifying storm system will produce a wintry mix of mainly snow from the central Appalachians through the middle Atlantic region. Now, this is a swath of accumulating snow, and it's expected from eastern Kentucky into parts of West Virginia, Maryland, Virginia, and North Carolina, as winter weather advisories are now in effect for many of those areas. Also, a wet pattern continues for the northwest with more rain and mountain snow, and we've got a winter storm warning in several areas up there tonight. We'll get to that in a minute, but first let's go to the East Coast. If you're on I-64 and you're coming out of Kentucky and central part of Kentucky, I-64 East, all the way to Charlottesville, Virginia, you are going to have snow. Now, if you're on I-77 coming north up out of Charlotte, by the time you get up into the mountainous area there around the state line with Virginia, Westville, Virginia, straight up on into West Virginia, all the way up to the middle part of West Virginia, you are going to have snow. If you're on I-81 and you're coming out of the northeastern corner of Tennessee, by the time you get up into Virginia, you're going to have snow pretty much all along I-81 all the way up to the Pennsylvania line in the area of I-81. Now, Maryland, I-70 West, coming across the mountains of Maryland, you are definitely going to have snow in the higher elevations there as well. So that's what you got going on. Plus, I might add, down in North Carolina, I-40 headed towards Asheville, North Carolina, when you get up on top of Black Mountain, you probably are going to have some snow going over the top of Black Mountain and maybe all the way up the river valley, all the way up the gorge to the Tennessee line by the looks of things right now. And let's take a look now out west. I'm going to stay up north in Montana, Idaho, and Washington State. Because halfway across Montana, you're going to have a general snow. By the time you get over, to 4th of July, now there the chain law is in effect up on top of 4th of July tonight. Now you do have a winter storm warning. It's kind of a weird little bit of an angle that's there down through Montana, which takes you through two counties: Hill County, Blaine County, Great Falls, Helena, Bozeman, Montana. You're going to have a winter storm warning, so things could get real exciting up there for the rest of the night up that way. And you'll have a general snow west of that going into Idaho and Coeur d'Alene tonight. You have a winter storm warning in Coeur d'Alene, so be advised of that. And then you'll have a wide open space there in Washington State until you get across over to Snoqualmie. Right now you've got a mixture of precipitation up on top of Snoqualmie. Believe it or not, there's some rain, freezing rain, sleet, and or snow. And the closer you get to Vancouver, British Columbia, you'll have snow up that away. And then down south in the central part of Washington State, up on top of the mountains there, you've got snow, but along the Pacific coast, you've got rain, Seattle down towards the Oregon state line. Now, going down into California, you heard me talking to Carl Warren about what his weather was like. You've got some stagnant, for lack of better words, sicko air sitting there in the valley off east of Los Angeles, runs north all the way up to, gee whiz, looks like it runs north all the way up to just about halfway up through the state, up past Bakersfield. And then some winds down there in the Los Angeles area. They just came up a little while ago. And you've also got in Montana, let's see, in Wyoming tonight, you've got areas of some high wind warnings there. Over in the eastern part of Wyoming,
in particular, from Laramie over to Cheyenne, almost to the Nebraska state line. You've got some high winds there, gusts up to 30, 35 miles an hour there, so be careful. And again, as I told you, the northern upper peninsula of Michigan, snow tonight and gale force warnings up there on Lake Huron, as well as some rain in central Indiana tonight, some rain in southern Illinois, some rain in western Kentucky, some rain around St. Louis, and some rain around southeastern Missouri right now. Other than that, you've got some rip currents and gale force warning winds up and down the East Coast from Maine all the way down to, all the way down to Cape Hatteras, North Carolina, by the looks of it right now here. So keep in mind our highway and byway truckers report, always brought to you by your friends at your Pilot or Flying J truck stop. Now, your Pilot travel centers and your Flying J travel centers are all one and the same, because it's part of the same family. And you will find, of all things, stuff that you really didn't expect to find, especially if you haven't been to a Pilot lately. Now, the Pilots have cleaned up their act, and they've become very modern in the scheme of things. They've got a lot of truckers' amenities there. But you're apt to find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a full-service, full-restaurant-line Dairy Queen, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, a Subway, a Taco Bell, a Wendy's. Could even find a full-service Dunkin' Donuts, which is where I'm going to go this morning and stop on the way back and grab me one of their great breakfast sandwiches, as well as probably have some of their hash browns and a nice iced coffee that I'll take with me back to the house. So that's what I'll be doing this morning. But the Flying J's, of course, you'll have a Denny's or a Huddle House or a Moe's Southwest Grill. Nice sit-down restaurant for you. And, of course, they've always got parking. They've always got CAT scales and the travel documents where you can get your permits, trip packs so you can get your loads in time to get paid. There's a truck wash usually close by. They've got ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundries, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, and the lounges, of course, that they're famous for, those big old chairs that you can sit in and just kind of bury yourself for a while and forget about your troubles. So, Pilot and Flying J, not your daddy's truck stop anymore, and they're pretty doggone good. I've got several of them in my area that I've stopped at and just said howdy, howdy, and shook a few hands along the way when I'm out and about. By the way, I won't be doing that in Brooksville, I don't think, because I'd have to come over to 75. I'll be going up and down to Veterans for Saturday. I'm just talking out loud, thinking to myself, when we go up to Brooksville, we'll be going up the Veterans Expressway, getting off and then going in that way to where the fairgrounds are at there in Brooksville, south side of town. Now, keep in mind, coming up, top of the hour, hour number two, the phone lines are open, 877-969-8600, 877-969-8600, if you want to opine. Nelson, that means you. I realize I couldn't get to you last night, but if you want to call in tonight and talk about what you wanted to talk about, we'll do that too. And by the way, Nelson's probably sipping coffee on the way back down from Valdosta right now. And I want to say congratulations again, and special shout-out to Scott James, he's the new mayor up there in Valdosta, and he was getting ready to just hit the ground running up there. And you folks up there, you're going to have a real good mayor in Scott. I think you're going to really like what he's going to be able to do up there. He's going to have a lot of help from a lot of people. All righty, I'll be right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming right back, Kathy, you can take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.